Now joined by the head coach of the Trenton Lady Bulldog softball team and Joel Holtman. Bulldogs were in position for a victory last night, but this has kind of been the bugaboo for Trenton is that they get that one inning that kind of puts them out of commission, and it was the fifth inning last night against Princeton. A 4-2 Trenton lead turned into a 9-4 Princeton lead, and that was all she wrote. So it's not the end of the season. There are more games to come, a crossover game. You got a tournament tomorrow, which I know the Bulldogs always look forward to. And yeah, we kind of say the same things, Coach, but you know, you look at some teams that have a struggling record and you just go, well, they're just kind of down this year. And you know, certainly you're not having the record that you want, but I keep on going back to the fact that you see so much positivity with what the girls are doing from a game-to-game basis. It's just kind of that one inning that they need to get out of their system, correct?
Yeah, it's just all about consistency. When you have a young team like we do, you know, you see the flashes of the talent that they have, and what they got to understand is that it's about every single out of every single inning of every single game. That's important, not just the ones where we're ahead or not just the ones where we're tied. And so last night in the fifth, you know, it got away from us. And so we're going to learn from it. We're pretty excited about a quick turnaround. And to play four games tomorrow would be a good thing for us.
They're two different pitchers, obviously, in Emma and Jenna. They pitch well against Lawson. Had a little bit of a struggle here and there, but it just a crazy game against Milan. Then obviously Princeton gets the runs late, so they're battling their consistency along with the rest of the team. What's kind of the key for both of them? Just, and I know we could probably look at both of their pitching styles in this, but what's kind of the key for a consistency for your pitching staff for those two, Coach?
It's a mix between mechanics and your mindset. When things aren't going the smoothest, you've got to tell yourself that it's really not as bad as it seems. And when things are going great, you got to say, hey, things aren't as good as they seem. It's really a mind game that you really have to play with yourself and that I have to play with the pitchers. And, when they're doing good, I got to keep them focused and not let them think that things are going good. And when things are going bad, you got to be, really, really positive and say, hey, things aren't as bad as you think. And then mechanically, trying to repeat the mechanics and not trying to adjust mechanically if you're missing, but just kind of try to focus on one thing and not do too much when you're in the circle.
Well, and it's not all on the pitchers, by no means. If you look at the last couple of games, Coach, the defense has been a little bit more leaky than you like it.
Well, actually, Princeton really put the ball into play and did a really good job of hitting really hard ground balls. And then versus Milan, they got a lot of soft contact that fell right over our infield head and right in front of our outfield. So, the advanced stats probably would say a little bit different. I think our defense is in a good spot. I know the runs is not a good thing, but right now I think our offense is the one where we're getting where we need to be offensively at the top of our lineup, setting the table with Lynch and Ranji and Macy doing a really, really great job. And then after that, if we can stay in tight games, we can really use the bunt to put pressure on pitchers to make strikes. And then when we get those strikes, hit them hard. And we did that versus Princeton early last night, but we got behind. And it's hard to give outs away by getting bunts when you're that far behind. You can't really trade runs for outs like we want to do and really put pressure on their defense. So all three phases of our game are really, really connected to each other. And if they're going great, we have a chance to compete against anyone. And when they're not going great, things like last night happen.
It was such a wild game against Milan, but it was kind of fun because we were talking off the air about just the shot that Macy hit, a long home run, which we know she's capable of in the first inning. And you were able to kind of add on to that lead in the middle innings, and you used the bunt very successfully. You played a lot of small ball to put some pressure on Milan, and that worked for your team on Tuesday night.
Yeah, and it worked last night as well. I mean, the bottom of our lineup, we don't always see the ball well, especially early. So if we can lay down some bunts and get that defense to be scared about that and maybe bring that infield in, then when we get a pitch that we can handle, their range is kind of limited. So they can't get to maybe a ground ball or a line drive that maybe will then squirt into the outfield. So I think the girls are buying into what we're doing, and like I said, I think all three phases are going to be working together, and down the stretch, we're going to be a tough team to beat.
Always, Trenton puts a lot of emphasis because it's your home tournament, obviously run by Coach Richmond and the Lady Pirates, but you have four games tomorrow, Coach, and you know in pool play, you know, you're not looking at a 20-0 juggernaut among any of the teams that you see. You got Brookfield, you got Milan, and you got South Harrison, and you know that those are three teams that you can compete against.
Yeah, and that's exciting for us, and the fun thing is, you know, if we have a great game, then so what? We got to get ready for the next one. If we have a bad game, so what? We got to get ready for the next one. So, four games in one day, a lot of people could stress out about it, but you know what we're going to talk about at practice is take it one at a time and really enjoy the time we get to be together and. You know, like you said, we can compete with all three of those teams. It's just it's taking it one by one, whether it be outs or innings, and competing for you know the entire time we have on the field.
Having four games in a day, Coach, how much concern 24 hours out do you have about Emma and Jenna? Yeah, I'm sure you know combining throwing, but getting through four games.
No. Not much concerned. I mean, there's nothing really we can do about it. You know, they're going to have to get in there and eat some innings up, and sometimes it'll be good, sometimes it'll be bad, but we'll have some time in between games to rest up. But, you know, that's kind of why we've been doing what we've been doing, not only at practice, but in the games and trying to get as many innings as possible so that, we could eat some up. And now JV wise, we're starting to pull, especially Emma back. So that some other pitchers can get some work, and just in case, you never know what's going to happen with our current health situation or you know injuries or anything like that. So we got to develop some more pitchers, and that's what we're doing. And we might you might see some pitching besides Emma and Reeder on Saturday.
As far as next week goes, we will be at Gallatin, Trenton Gallatin, 5:30 Monday. That's on KTTN-FM 92.3. I know you have end-of-the-season awards at the award banquet all the time, Coach, and one of those awards is always most improved, and if I'm going to go just off of results, and I'm looking at a 4-for-4 game last night, I think Grayson Ranji might be your most improved player this year. Grayson has really picked up her game over the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, I think everyone knows it except her. You know, she's really good, and sometimes I want good to be better, and sometimes I want better to be the best. And I don't know where she is on that rung, but I want to constantly be coaching her up, and she constantly wants to be coached up. But then sometimes I kind of see a little doubt in her eyes, and then she goes 4-for-4 and does some really really special stuff. So. Man, she's a heck of a ball player and gets better every single time. And I think her confidence continues to go up. And I think everyone just wants it to continue to go up because she's got even more potential than this. And I think other people are seeing it now.
Yeah, it's fun when you see the lights start to turn on. You see somebody who is a good player and they become much more of a high-level player. And that's happening with Grayson this year, no question about it. Coach, we'll see you at Gallatin Monday. Enjoy your weekend.
Thanks, Tom.